Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, division and disunity are not reflections of the gospel. And the division that was in Corinth was a result of trying to do biblical ministry according to worldly means. But Cliff, our church is not suffering from division and disunity, so why even talk about this right now? Well, remember, there was something deeper going on in Corinth that caused the division and disunity. And that same something is always knocking at your door, at my door, at our church's doors, trying to sell us something that we do not need and will cost us far more than we want to pay. And listen, you may not have disunity, but we do have something just as destructive lurking, slowly drifting into our churches, and that is isolationism. In other words, non-unity. We as individuals are becoming increasingly private. We don't have to go to the grocery store if we don't want to. We can just pick it up. We don't have to go out to eat anymore. We have all types of restaurant food delivered to us. We don't have to go to the bank anymore because we have online banking. All of those are modern conveniences and can be very good things. I think about the family with the newborn baby that the last place that they want to go is to take their newborn baby into a grocery store. So don't hear me say that those types of advances are bad. They're not bad. They are neutral. But they can push us further into isolationism. So do a quick test next time that you're at a restaurant. Walk through and observe how many people, how many families are sitting at the same table staring down at their phones. They are together, but they're isolated. Or something a little closer to home. Take inventory in your own home. How often are you together but isolated? You're not divided, you're not mad at one another, but you're still isolated. And as I watch culture, I see the same thing happening to the bride of Christ. We use church for our own personal means, our own personal desires, but without being on board or concerned or unified with the local church at large. That is non-unity. And the truth that Paul gave the church 2,000 years ago about dividing against one another, I'm pretty sure he would give us today about being isolated from one another within the church. When you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Kapare LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.